You got to meet Marilyn, and now you're going to meet the team. And you're also going to see Marilyn channel as I wanted you to see her originally. And the team is going to be with Joy. Now, Joy and Marilyn are business partners, and they work together, and they always present together. And you're going to see them as a team when you come tonight or on Monday. So I'll just get right to it and give you time. This is Joy, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Lee. You know, intention is everything, right? Right? Intention is everything. And I'm so excited to be here in Montreal because my intention was to be here, and here I am. And, you know, it's funny because Marilyn and I, let me just move ahead here. Hello. Ah, there we are. Marilyn and I met 9 years ago, and her intention, as she shook her fist at God and said, I need some help here, because she had been working so hard by herself trying to deliver the messages of Adironda. I think she wanted a partner. I think you should have been more specific, because she got me. I was only half the partner that she wanted. So we started working together. It's a great story of synchronicity. I had just experienced a walk-in. Marilyn talked to you a little bit earlier about that, and really had no clue about what was happening in my world. And the same person, I'm going to make a long story very short, the same person that had awakened Marilyn to Adironda happened to be at a RV, a motorhome sale in Los Angeles, California, where I was. Marilyn was in Branson, Missouri, the middle of the country. There's no reason why the two of us ever would have met. She was selling hotel rooms. I was a marketing executive. And this person that I got at the RV lot leaned forward and said, I think you need to call Marilyn Harper. And so I called Marilyn, and the rest is history. I started working with her. I had no idea what channeling was. It was kind of one of those things that, like Lee talked about earlier, do you remember, or actually Kryon mentioned in the channel about the train, the metaphor of the train. So I'm standing on the platform with my ticket, and Marilyn pulls up with the Adironda train and says, get on board, and I get on board, and I have no idea where we're going or what we're doing, and now we're going all over the world delivering the messages of Adironda. Can I share a little story with you real quick? Okay. So when Marilyn and I first started working together, you can see we're about as opposite as can be, you know, and if you know anything about the States, I'm a West Coast girl, she's a Midwestern girl. And so we started working together. During one of our first events, we were driving up the coast of California, and we got into a little argument because I come from the business world, and she was in the spiritual world, and we were talking about this event that we needed to have, and we were in complete disagreement of what we should charge. And so I was driving. We drove along for about 20 minutes in complete silence. I pulled off the road and jumped out of the car. She jumped out of the car. We both went opposite directions. We came back to the car. I had parked right underneath this sign. This is the name of the city that we had just pulled over at. And that kind of gives you an idea of what Adironda is all about, because Adironda often uses Marilyn and I as the example and tells stories on you. So I thought I would get that story in before they tell you anyway. I had the opportunity to interview Adironda, and they said that they're here because the people of this planet are not getting it quickly enough for the shifting of the planet. This was in 2010 when they said this. And so Marilyn started delivering the messages of Adironda. And the thing that Adironda wants you to know is that happiness is a choice. I don't know if you can see this picture. No matter what, even if you get third place instead of first, It's all a perspective, right? This is very Adirondack. This is the other type of message that they would like for you to know. Our job, all of you, is to get the line of the people in the complaint department over to the gratitude department. Let me tell you a little bit about Adirondack. Be the love you are. Adirondack is a spokes being from the 17th dimension. It's another long story that I'll make very short. They encountered Marilyn and started channeling through Marilyn after a series of accidents, and she'll tell you all about it on our class on Monday. But they represent a council of masters that once walked the planet, like Sekhmet, who you'll see in a little bit, Isis, Ra, Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin, Babaji, the Archangels, Mother Mary, and don't tell me, Gabriel. No. For some reason, I always forget this one. Saint Germain. Okay, Saint Germain. Elohim. I don't know why I can't remember. They must be one of my guides. This is a picture of Marilyn. I think this was a highlight of her life, channeling Isis in the Temple of Isis. Anybody going to Egypt? Yay! Okay, we'll be there too. We're very excited about it. One of the missions of Adirondack is that you find your life purpose. Their belief, our belief, is that you are here for one reason, and that is to experience joy. Not me, but, you know, the regular joy. You're here to experience joy, and you can do that through your life purpose. And this was one of the channelings that Marilyn did. It's up on our website, where Yeshua, Jesus, said, "Where would the world be today had I not accepted my mission?" And that's basically what Adirondack would say to you. That you are here, you're special, you have a very specific purpose that nobody else can do, and it's your job to figure that out. In a few minutes, our little Marilyn is going to come up here swinging the selenite swords of light. I don't know if you saw them at our table, but you'll see her here in a second. And I just want you to know, did we take that picture up? Oh, she's got them. You can see her there. The selenite swords of light. The selenite swords, if you watch Marilyn, it's not actually Adirondack who she's channeling at that point. It's Sekhmet. And you'll see her face change. Sekhmet is very serious. Don't worry. We haven't lost anyone yet to the selenite swords. Just sit tight. The selenite swords they follow the user's intention. They're a healing tool, Adirondack says, from the future. And Marilyn's intention is to heal and bring forth whatever it is that you need to move forward in your life. So without any further ado, I'd like to invite Marilyn Harper up to the stage with the swords.
Joy. Don't you think we should have a sitcom, Two Girls in a Galaxy? I think so. You can. You know, Adirondack is, you know, I'm telling you, I was as normal could ever be before all this happened. And it's like, I've been channeling 20 years, but I pushed against it for 10 years, still saying, but what's my life purpose? You know, but what am I supposed to be when I grow up? So they wouldn't let go. So I'll just get out of the way and we'll see where we need to go. Okay?
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you. Your light, your brightness, your divine presence, the beings of light that you are. Yes, we need sunglasses to see you, huh? And yes, we can open our eyes and we can walk around and wiggle here and there. That does, there's many different types of channels. You are a channel as well. But sometimes we know that you feel a bit like this, like you're hanging your little tatas out on the edge of the world and not knowing where to go with them. And as you're stepping on the edge of the world, you come up to the edge and you think, what are we going to do, huh? What is going to happen, eh? I don't see any road back there, but do you know what will happen? Take a deep breath. Nothing. The only thing that happens when you step off the edge is another road appears. And as that other road appears, you know, then you can experience something. We are the same height now, huh? Wait till we take our shoes off. You see, when that road appears, you have a choice. You have a choice as to whether to look like this, huh? How many of you feel like that when you get up in the morning, huh? Before you've had your coffee or tea? Or maybe when you look at your sweetheart, huh? Understand that every single thing is a choice. Every aspect of your world, you get the opportunity to choose what it is that you are doing, whether you are stepping off the cliff and knowing, trusting that that road will appear, or whether you are standing back in the background or yelling and screaming and thinking, why isn't the world working for me, huh? Well, it is because you are looking like that instead of that. You see, dearest beings of light, how much cord do we have here? We're like a string, yes? So you see, in that energy, you are becoming like the little baby. You are becoming that innocence. What would it be like if the whole world were brand new? Huh? You know what? It is. Every single day is a new day that you get the opportunity to choose what you are responding to, how you are working in that world, how you are plerking in that world. Translate that one, huh? Plerk. Play plus work equals plerk. We don't want to go to work. We want to go to plerk. Yes? With that plerk, you can lead the way. When we were in Miami, and they had Spanish translation, it took like 7 words to say plerk. How many does it take now, eh? Ah, 10. So we will talk slower. Plerk. For you see, in that energy of plerk, there is everything you ever wanted. Every joy. We believe that it is yours to find that joy. Take a deep breath. For some reason, when we come in, people hold their breath. Why is that? Because we get close to you, eh? Just wait. You see, that breathing apparatus, do you know what that does? It brings you present. You cannot breathe into the past. You cannot breathe into the future. You can only breathe into right here and right now. Oh, dearly beloveds, I am so completely grateful that you are right here, right now. For you are stepping into your joy, your laughter. You see, that little act of laughter changes the world. It seems so simple, doesn't it? And yet, people think that if they're laughing, something must have happened to someone else. You know that old, slipping on the banana. Yes, someone gets hurt, and they laugh. That is the old way. The new way is to see the heart of another and giggle together. For you see, that energy of laughter has the power to shift this planet. So I ask you, dearly beloveds, shift. Laugh, dance, allow your joy to be present. Did you have a question? You see, I love each of you. I asked you to love others, but not instead of yourself. I ask you to love yourself. You see, it is a bit like a chain. If you take a chain, big chain or a small chain, and you lay it out on a piece of board or a floor or a table, and you push that chain from the back end, what happens? It sort of gets all tangled up. But if you take the end of that chain and you lead it, you can make all kinds of patterns with that chain. That is what we ask of you. To be that leader. To be that essence. To show others that joy, that open heart, that essence of you. And know in your heart that you have the courage to do so. Breathe. You see, that courage, people think they have to be all that strong and proclaim their self. It takes more courage to be the still leader of that chain. Everyone leads in their own way. I didn't think that I was a leader. Other people claimed that. The good news is the same thing won't happen to you. You see, dearests, I am asking you for action. I am asking you to remember that I am in your heart always. And I'm asking you to remind yourself that you are the essence of love on this planet. You are the essence of love in this galaxy. You are the essence of love, period. So when things unlike love come through, as Adaronda would say, stop it. Know that that is a part of you that somehow, somewhere along the line, you felt was separate. There is no separation any longer. Please remember that. And I implore you to take the action in your heart. Not your ego, but your heart. For I am with you always.
Hoo-ha! Well, here we are again, huh? Wake you back up. We use the stairs. As you understand that energy, know that you went into the Akash today. This is your community right here. Yes, that is your community. Oh, that is your open heart. So as you understand that that is your open heart, that energy is coming through. You have been asked by the Master to be the difference. You have been asked by the Master to accommodate that difference within you. You have been asked by the Master to uphold that open heart always. Trust that energy. Trust that vibration. And as you do, we bring out the sacred tissue from the sacred totos. You would rather us do that than drip on you, yes? Huh? For you see, you got a bit serious there, didn't you? We're going to activate whatever is in your energy to be activated. Because you see, this is what you are doing. You are moving your energy around this planet. And as you move your energy around the planet, everything follows suit. So the Master has asked you for help. We ask you for help as well. And we're going to help you. Now you see that we really will be the same height sitting down now. These are the Selenite Swords of Light. They are a weapon that cannot hurt anyone. They are from the future. They follow your intention and ours. It is our intention, dearest beings of light, to deactivate whatever you're ready to let go of, and to activate whatever you choose to create in your world. Is that okay? Good, good, because we would do it anyway. You are the ones we have been waiting for. So get off your duff and do something. Step into you. Step into your gentleness. Step into your power. Step into your love. Step into your joy. Breathe. step into your peace. Step into your wisdom and that which you choose to teach. You are all teachers. Whether you're here or there, remember that. We love you so much. We see you. We honor you. We trust you. We know you. We acknowledge you. Now, please. Know, love, trust, and acknowledge yourself, because you are magnificent. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Let Marilyn come back, because in a couple minutes she won't remember anything. You know, it's not unusual to feel emotional when Adironda comes out, either tears or laughter. Adironda works in your emotional body, and they once told me that they could just come on the stage and stare at you, but they thought you might think that was kind of weird, so that's why they do what they do. Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, Lee. Thank you.
Event? Yes, we do. We have an event tonight and Monday. Monday's the How to Channel. And everybody channels by the end of the day. We teach you how to separate your imagination from your ego, from everything else. So, and it's fun. I'm out of here.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, everybody. Take a well-deserved 1.5-hour break, and we're keep going.